No, wait a minute, folks. The only thing right now is that Margaret made a motion to extend by 5 minutes, and there's no second to that motion.
Second. Second.
All right. So now it's been seconded. Is there opposition to extending for 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. So, Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll call? It now requires 2/3 vote to extend.
Grace Harris?
No.
Nia Bediako?
Yes. We need an RFP.
You said yes?
Evelyn, yes, we need an RFP.
Yes, she said yes. Go on, Madam Secretary.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden? Carolyn?
No.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free? Ambrose Lane? Mike Martin?
Yes.
Effie Nwagaza? Effie?
Pass.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa? George Reiter?
No.
Rob Robinson? Rob? Jamie Ross?
No.
No, I said no. I'm sorry.
Who was that, Rob?
Yes, it was Rob. I said no.
Okay, thank you. Wendy Schroff?
I abstain.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala? Joe?
No.
Yo Shamanaka?
Abstain.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Effie Nwagaza?
No.
Eight, no. Eight, yes. One abstention. Two abstentions.
Okay, the chair will vote yes to extend for 5 minutes.
It doesn't work. You need two-thirds.
All right. Motion fails. All right. So now we're going to go to a vote on the motion as amended, and it is to postpone the vote on the Glick, the proposal from the turnaround firm until after the presentation of the general managers at the next meeting. Madam Secretary.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
No.
Evelyn Bethune.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free? Ambrose Lane? Mike Martin?
Yes.
Effie Nwagaza?
Pass.
Margaret Prescott?
Abstain.
Sarv Randhawa? George Reiter?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Rob?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm muted. Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes. Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons? Bonnie? Lori Taguma?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Abstain.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yo Shamanaka?
Yes.
Donna, it's Bonnie. I'm sorry, I was out of the room.
It's okay, yeah.
I'll abstain.
Thank you. And Effie Nwagaza?
Yes.
Yes. One no. And three abstentions.
Okay. Now, the next item on the agenda looks like the January in-person meeting.
Madam Chair, the point of information?
Go ahead.
How many minutes?
Oh, how about 10 minutes? And so I'm assuming that everyone has received and read.
This is Margaret.
Go ahead, Margaret.
Yeah, I would like to move that. Is this for the January meeting or specifically the January in-person meeting? Because I wanted to move
January in-person meeting, Margaret.
Okay.
I hope that everyone has received and read the report from Grace and Jack, who have been scouting up locations for the in-person January meeting for the PNB. Which it seems to me that what they looked at was a facility in near Los Angeles. I think it's in Beverly Hills, and that was for the weekend. Is it accurate, Grace and Jack, for January 30th?
Point of order.
Point of order.
Yes, this is Yosh. I believe that the coordinating committee, Jack circulated on behalf of the coordinating committee a motion for a recommendation, a unanimous recommendation that the so-called fourth in-person for 2008 be held in 2009 in January. Now, I think Jack or someone from that committee should make that motion, and we should vote on that because the bylaws require us to have the fourth in-person sometime in 2008. We have had only three in-persons, and to hold the so-called fourth in-person in the following year would be a breach of the bylaws. Thank you.
So, I'm sorry, what are you suggesting, Yosh?
Well, I'm suggesting that, Jack or someone from the coordinating committee present their motion, which I believe was that the fourth in-person be held in January rather than in December.
Okay, thank you. Jack?
Yeah, I can find that motion. I certainly don't agree with the characterization that it defines the next in-person meeting as the fourth in-person meeting for 2008.
The motion...
Wait, Jack, go ahead.
I'm going to have to see if I can find that motion.
Okay. I can summarize it if you guys want.
But I think that the motion stated that the next in-person meeting would be held in January in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Wendy, is that your recollection as well?
Well, we were talking about having it either. We were asking the PNB to explore the last two weekends of January, but I agree with Jack that I don't remember us defining it as a 2008 meeting. All we said was that it was that the next meeting of the PNB, the next in-person meeting of the PNB, should take place either on the third or fourth weekend in January.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, anybody else on the stack, then?
Well, Jack.
Nia from
Jack.
The coordinating.
Jack and then Nia.
Let me explain. There's a budgetary issue here. If we define the next in-person meeting as the fourth meeting for 2008, it's calling for five in-person meetings in 2009, for fiscal year 2009, which... the board has to understand we're committed to austerity in our governance, which the main focus is on the in-person meetings, because that's where there have been really serious overruns and what our expenses have been, we're trying to save money. It sort of defeats the purpose to try then to have 5 in-person meetings. I mean, the work that Grace has done and that our local committee has done in getting commitments from LSP members to house visiting PNB directors and, you know, the low cost of the venue that we're looking at. We come in with a budget that we think realistically puts us under the $20,000 suggested limit that was recommended last summer. I'm not sure the board ever approved it, but I think it's a very good guideline to try to save some serious dollars on these in-person meetings, which had we had come to a point where we were, you know, packaging the whole meeting in an expensive hotel, which would really suck it to us for money and for amenities, and these meetings got as high as over $75,000 from the New York
Madam
City.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, I'll let you go with next one.
Go on to the next person.
All right. Okay.
All right. Actually, I'm going to do Wendy and then Nia.
Well, Nia was first, and then I have another thing to say about the coordinating committee.
Oh, about the Nia. All right, Nia.
Yeah, I was just going to add, as a member of the coordinating committee, that I don't recall it saying it's 2008, and it wouldn't make any sense because Jack also sent out an email saying or asking the chairs of the respective LSBs to try to hold our January meetings by the 12th so that we can have the in-person meetings. So we need to choose the new directors. So this that meeting cannot be a fifth meeting.
Okay. Wendy.
There were two motions from the coordinating committee about this. One said that I don't have the exact wording again. I think Jack's probably looking for them. But due to the fact that a fourth in-person meeting for 2008 would be both logistically and financially problematic. I guess it's all the same motion. Because of the fact that another meeting in the PNB for 2008 would be logistically and financially problematic, the coordinating committee is recommending that the in-person meeting of the PNB take place in January, second or the third or fourth weekend in January. Well, I think that was all the same motion.
Okay.
Yosh?
Yes, thank you. I think that has to come to a vote of the PNB. I mean, that was a decision or a suggestion by the coordinating committee, and the bylaws require us to have a fourth in-person in 2008. And I think that it needs to be voted on, and I'm happy to move. I will move that the PNB conduct its fourth in-person sometime in December 2008, as required by the bylaws. May I have a second?
Second.
Sure.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Yes, it's Jack.
Go ahead, Jack.
We're called upon by the bylaws to seat new directors at our meeting in January. Now, the December meeting, when are we going to seat new directors?
Wendy,
January.
Stack.
Okay.
Yosh.
Is there anybody else on the stack here?
Yes.
Wendy,
yeah.
Please.
Go ahead, Yosh.
Okay. I'll defer to Wendy. Can you come back to me, please?
Wendy?
I think Yosh is very correct that this needs to be voted on by this board. Personally, I agree that it is logistically and financially impossible. I'm going to have to vote to not have a December meeting, but I agree completely with Yosh that if we're going to do something this drastic, that we need to at least take a vote on. And I think that was the intention of the coordinating committee. It just fell through the cracks because we have so many cracks right now.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack?
Yes.
Go ahead, Yosh.
Yes, I just wanted to point out to the directors and to our listening audience that, you know, the PNB and the 5 listening areas, the delegate assemblies at the 5 signal areas, had a chance and an opportunity to vote on Pacifica Bylaws Amendment Number 3, which would have allowed this board to cancel the fourth in-person by two-thirds of the vote for financial or other emergency situations. Now, a number of PNB directors, both sitting at the board and at the delegate level, at the delegate level, voted against PBA number three, which basically tied our hands and which led us into this impasse where we either have to break the bylaws, just flaunt and ignore the bylaws, or we have to do something which none of us really want to do, but which is required by the bylaws. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else on the panel? Jack, go ahead. Grace.
I don't have any objection. If you have a meeting and you call it the December meeting and it's in January, or you call it the January meeting and it's in January, but we need to know what the budgetary implication is. Are we asking to hold five meetings in calendar year 2009? What are we voting to do? Because the question will come up later. So I would like those to explain what the intent of the motion is.
Okay.
Well.
No, just a second. I'm actually chairing this, so it's not a cross conversation. You want to go back on the Stachios, you may. Grace?
Madam Chair, before you vote as a timekeeper, time is up.
Okay. Is there a motion to extend by 10 minutes?
No.
Yes.
Is it seconded?
Yes.
Is there opposition?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then, Madam Secretary, we need two-thirds to extend.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Vidiaco?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
AC Bird?
No.
That was no.
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
He sent an email, actually, that he was had a employment okay. tonight. It wouldn't be on the call. If he appears and lets us know that he's here, then
okay.
otherwise you don't have to call him.
Okay. And Ambrose Lane is safe?
Ambrose is not well and clearly wasn't well enough to get on the call so
okay.
far.
Mike Martin?
No.
Effie Nwangaza?
Pass.
Margaret Prescott? Margaret? Sarv Randhawa?
I don't think he's going to be coming either, and if he does, he'll definitely let us know that he's joined the call.
Okay. George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross? Jamie? Wendy Schroll?
This is to extend time for how long?
5, 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
I guess.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Taguma?
No.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Oh, no. Yes.
Yo Shamanaka?
No.
Effie Nwangaza?
Yes.
And Margaret Prescott? We have 9 yes. 7 no.
Okay, it fails. Let's go to a vote. And what are we voting on now? I'm completely unclear.
I'm sorry.
January meeting.
We're voting on the January meeting?
No.
Can somebody clarify what we're voting on?
I believe we're voting on my motion, which was to have the...
meeting in December.
Correct. The fourth
okay.
in person. Yes.
Great. Okay. This is to vote on...
Please enter in the minutes. Possible.
Thank you.
What? I'd like a roll call vote entered in the minutes. Not just totals, but entered in the minutes.
Great.
Thank you.
What's the motion?
The motion is... Madam Chair.
Yeah,
Madam
the motion
Chair.
Is the motion is to have an in-person meeting in December.
No, that wasn't the motion, ma'am.
Well, that is the motion.
Motion was to have a person motion. I mean,
well,
I'm sorry.
The motion is from Yosh to have an in-person meeting in December.
It's 15 days away from Christmas.
Yeah, I
thought the motion was to have an in-person meeting in January for December. I don't think Yosh, that's what he cited.
No.
That, Yosh?
Yosh knows what he cited.
He wants an in-person meeting within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. Okay, Madam Secretary, time is up. The motion to extend has been defeated. You have to take the roll call.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediaco?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden? Carolyn?
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, thank you.
A.C. Bird?
No.
Kathy Davis? Kathy?
Pass.
Did you say pass?
Yes.
Mike Martin?
No.
Effie N. Wangaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Pass.
George Reiter?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Wendy Troll?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Taguma?
No.
Jack Van Aken?
No.
Was that a no? I'm sorry. I'm having
yes,
trouble.
He said no.
Oh, thank you. Joe Gonzalez? Joe?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
He said yes.
Thank you. Yosh Yamanaka?
Yes.
Somebody needs to mute.
Go back to Margaret. They're voting to whether or not you want to have a meeting in December.
No.
Okay.
Margaret said no. And Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
I have 11 no, 7 yes.
Okay.
And one abstention.
Okay. Now, could we move on to the January meeting? Again, Grace and Jack have been working very hard scouting out a location. As Jack presented and has both of them notified. What?
Jack is concerning.
What?
I got dropped.
Oh, okay. Jack, the December meeting was voted down. We're now on the vote for the January meeting. Jack and Grace did a lot of legwork, and I thank both of them for their effort and for working together to find a location in Los Angeles and to scout up accommodations for board members to defray the costs of the meeting. And, Jack, can you do a very brief again, presentation?
Yeah, very briefly, on December 9th, Grace Aaron, KPFK operations manager, Zuberry Fields, and I conducted a walkthrough of the Feminist Majority Building, which Grace has contacted. I've never heard of this venue. It seems to have everything that we need. It's located in an area that's colloquially referred to as the slums of Beverly Hills, which is so that you don't get the idea it's in a gated community. It's a sort of place where people who want a Beverly Hills address tend to migrate to. The cost of the venue probably can't be beat unless someone wants to donate space. It would come in at a total of $1,175 for the entire weekend. We can stay as long as we want on the evenings up to, I guess, midnight. which may be a bad thing, but nevertheless, enabling is fine. So the weekend in question would be from, we would be going in there Thursday afternoon, which is January 29th, so it would be the weekend of Friday the 30th through Sunday the 1st for the PNB meeting. They have a T1 line, they have a wheelchair lift, there's adequate parking and street parking, there are low-cost eateries nearby, Kukuru's Subway, Chipotle within walking distance. Our goal is to come in under $20,000, so I would move that the board approve that the scheduling of the PNB meeting in January be for the weekend of January the 29th to February the 1st.
Second.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Hearing none. And again, Grace and Jack, thank you both for your fabulous work. I really, really appreciate it. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Is there any opposition to holding the next in-person meeting? Oh. Is there any opposition to holding the next PNB meeting in Los Angeles on the weekend of January 30th? Hearing none, that will be the next in-person meeting of the PNB. It appears to be 6:30, 9:30 West New York time. Madam Timekeeper?
It's the time is up. I'm sorry. I was looking at my computer here. Sorry.
All right. We are supposed to go to the interviews of the candidates for the affiliate directors now. I sent out late. I take the full responsibility for it. Lori's resume. She had contacted me. Her computer wasn't working. I've provided her documents and nominating documents to you. Same situation happened with Mr. Beaton. So I would recommend that we have a conversation with all three candidates.
Becca.
Sherry, I have a question.
Candidate?
Wendy.
What was the date? The date of the deadline was the 15th of November, is that
yes.
right?
Yes, it was the 15th of November. Lori let me know that she was interested and that her computer was a mess. She still says, and of course she's on the call, so I don't want to talk about her as if she's not here. That she's had trouble reconstructing the computer, but I did provide you with the documents that are dated when they were received by me, and we did have this discussion at one of the PMB meetings about Mr. Beaton, and I think just it's easier for us to have all three people engage in a conversation than for us to fight. So,
Madam Chair, it's Jack. Madam Chair.
Yes, Jack.
I just conferenced David Beaton in. Was that a mistake?
Well,
is that
yes,
too soon?
It was.
Should I wait till the? Okay,
yes.
I'll ask him to
talk. You guys,
yeah,
wait.
Okay.
It's an open meeting. He could be listening on the internet. We could talk now. I think. I just have a question.
Yeah. Go ahead, Wendy.
Okay.
When we had the coordinating committee meeting and we set the agenda for this meeting 2 times ago and everything, and all of it just talked about two candidates. What did you and Mary both say that you had two when you think there was three?
Well, it was my mistake. I had a message from Lori, but
on the phone,
because,
you mean?
Yes, a phone message. And then in that meeting, when the discussion about David it had come in after and before, I was completely confused. So I take full responsibility for the confusion, period.
All right. Well, we can talk about this later. I recommend we go ahead.
Okay.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I understand the issues and so on, but I'm concerned that, again, the bylaws are being, what shall I say, not respected as well as they might be. So may we expect to have confirmation of all these dates? And
I sent them all out.
With some sort of ability to confirm them?
Okay. I sent all the time data material out. Okay, so I'm not sure how this should proceed other than we should, I guess, allot, it's 6:30 now, folks, 6:34 actually, and I think we should give this maybe 10 minutes per candidate. If anybody wants to modify anything I suggest, please do so. 10 minutes per candidate for the board to ask questions or for them to make a very brief two-minute presentation and then let the board ask the candidates questions. Does that seem...
I have a point of order.
Go ahead, Grace.
This is Grace. Okay. Lori's voting patterns on the PNB have been in sync with your own faction affiliation, Sherry. Therefore, I'm unwilling to accept your statement that Lori's application was sent in a timely manner and that all aspects of her nomination are kosher. Therefore, I would like to get proof in writing of this. Sorry for my suspicion, but that's how I feel about this.
Okay. Well, first of all, she left me a phone message. I've asked her for the time data material. She will provide it to us. I have forwarded her document. Mr. Beaton's self-nomination, his nomination from his organization came in after the deadline. So we went through this before. He self-nominated. That is not permitted by the bylaws either. So then his nomination was time-stamped November 15th, nominating himself. That is out of compliance with the bylaws, and we have proof of that. We also have a dated document from his station, dated November 18th, which is a nomination for him after. So, and you know, maybe Mr. Beaton will vote with your faction.
Can I get on the stack, please?
Who was that?
Doc.
Okay. So maybe neither one of them should address us then.
Okay, yes, I agree. I'd like to put forward a motion that the nominations for affiliate directors, that we either vote up or down Ifeya Wangaza, who did put her nomination in a timely fashion, and it was received before the deadline, that we elect her to the PNB, and that we reopen the nominations because the second PNB... The second affiliate director, neither one of them, according to you, got their applications in on time.
Well, I raised this issue before, and I wanted to extend it then. And I was voted down, but Mr. Beaton self-nominated on the 15th. That violates the bylaws. His station then... Go ahead. All right, Doc.
Yosh.
It's my understanding that the whole purpose is us, our desire to get as much participation by the affiliates as possible.
Yes.
And unless this is by allowing the three people to come forward, unless in some manner... it will, you know, cause us great distress. I would really suggest that we move forward with the interviews. We have much more pressing issues, and the whole purpose is to get as much participation from the affiliates as possible, not find a way to deter participation.
Thank you.
And I would hope that we could work towards that bottom line of trying to encourage... rather than...
Okay. Thank you, Doc. Carolyn?
Yes, I think Grace's point is well taken, and so is Doc. So if we move ahead, I would like to move that if we go ahead with this vote, with the understanding that the results are pending application of proof in writing of all of the latenesses that you have described, Sherry.
Well, everybody has it.
And after that, we will validate the election, not until we've approved of the proof in writing that we received. If I could have a second for that, I would appreciate it.
Second. Yes.
Madam Chair.
Point of order.
Yeah, AC, what? You want to be on the stack, AC?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. Yosh, you're next, Nia and AC.
Actually, yes. After hearing Evelyn's comments, I've decided not to move a particular motion. So.
Okay. Nia and then AC.
And also, in terms of encouraging affiliates to join us, I think we should reach for as much diversity as possible. They both, you know, but I have to trust Sherry. I think it's a very nice thing to do. And just so morally, you know, we are all guests here in the United States of America, right? And we have one indigenous person that's trying to get back on the board. And for us to not accept her, I think it's the height of, I don't want to be ruled out of order, of insensitivity. I'll say that. So I think that we should go with the chair and include both, because both weren't according to the way things are supposed to go. Thank you.
Okay, AC?
Yes, I'd like to know. I think that we can't stop a vote based on people's suspicions. I mean, you know, this. You know, I can be suspicious of a lot of things, which I am, but suspicious, they're asking for evidence from you, but you no evidence coming forth from them. So I just think the idea of something based on the personal assumption, personal suspicions of someone should just be plainly and simply ignored.
Okay.
You just on with the candidates available now, the three, and have them interviewed.
Okay.
You see, never mind.
Yes or no?
We are all, the issue at this point is simply the interview, not the voting.
I don't know. The issue right now is to move forward with the interviews, though there is, I think there was a motion to reopen the interviews, but I actually have no idea what motion we're on right now. I mean, to reopen the nominations.
Sherry?
Yes.
Wendy?
Go ahead.
I think that all votes for directors have to be conducted by STV. So, really, I don't see how we're not going to vote like everybody say yes or no tonight. So, I think we could go ahead with the interviews and argue about the rest later.
Okay.
There is a motion on the floor. There is a motion on the floor.
What was the motion on the floor?
That is that we would go ahead and take a vote pending validation of proof in writing that you offered. And second.
That is so frustrating.
This is a point. This is a point of order, whatever,
excuse
Madam
me,
Chair.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Point of order.
Hey, what's the point of order?
I thought the original motion of the floor was to move to accept all three.
Okay.
I didn't make that motion. I don't know who made that. Did someone make that motion?
I have no idea. Madam Secretary?
This is Grace. I second Carolyn's motion.
You did, Sherry.
Okay. Yes, I have
Sherry
you
can't
doing
make
it.
Motion.
Sherry can't make motion. No, a recommendation.
Okay.
I second Carolyn's motion.
Okay.
And I make a motion to accept all three. Amend the motion to
motion on the floor. Can we move that motion and then go to Nia?
The substitute. My substitute is to accept all three.
That is totally irrelevant to the motion on the floor.
It's not irrelevant. That's motion and replace.
No, but it's not relevant to
right.
The point, which has to be...
Stop. Stop. Okay. There's a motion...
Jerry, this is Jamie.
Yes, Jamie.
I'd like to postpone consideration of these motions until after we hear from the people.
I'm going to...
No.
That makes sense, you guys.
No.
Bonnie to staff.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Are you saying that we would interview people and then decide whether we're going to allow them to be voted upon? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yes, can I respond, Sherry?
Yes, Jamie, go ahead.
Yeah, that was the intent of my motion. Yes, everybody's here waiting to be interviewed, and so why don't we do it now? Now is the time we set aside for that.
There are motions on the floor. Let's take what? Who said Madam Chair?
Was that a motion that was on the floor? I thought it was something else. I thought it was something nasty that was on the floor.
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
This is Kathy.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I thought we had a time certain for the interviews.
Everybody's on the line, Kathy. But there are motions on the floor now, and I think we have to go forward with the interviews.
So, Madam Chair, this is the point of what we're going to start a new 10 minutes because those 10 minutes are up.
Yes.
Okay.
So what I had proposed is that each candidate make a statement under 2 minutes, and then that the board very orderly stack up to ask questions. Is that acceptable to everybody?
Yes.
Okay. So, or is there any opposition to that? Okay. So,
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I just have a point of information. Having not gone through this process before, is the process that people are asked the same questions, or is it just open range?
I think it will be open range if I know this board. So if you have a consistent bit of information that you want from the candidates, please feel free to ask it. So I'm going to ask Mr. Beaton first to make a statement. Madam Timekeeper, please let Mr. Beaton know if he exceeds 2 minutes.
Okay, 9:45.
Sherry?
Yes.
Before we do that, can we just apologize to David Beaton for keeping him waiting last meeting when we got caught up in a lot of other things that weren't about the affiliates election?
I think you just did. So, Mr. Beaton.
Yes.
We are who we are.
May I ask you, please, to present under 2 minutes your... who you are and why you want to be on the board?
Hi, my name is Dave Beaton. I am the program manager of WSLR LPFM in Sarasota, Florida. I've worked with community radio since my days in college, back in the 70s and 80s. I believe in community radio and the democratizing of media. I worked for Pacifica over the summer on their campaign to get other people to do full power licensing, and I was one of the founders of this LPFM station here in Sarasota. I really believe in getting community, various elements of the community, access to media by getting them trained and getting them to understand the power of the media. I think this is an important time in this country for community media. The opportunities are great right now. And I'd like to serve on PNB. I'm open to questions.
Okay, that's well under 2 minutes. May I have a stack?
Bonnie, the stack.
Okay. So, Bonnie, why don't you start?
Can you describe your station? Tell us a little bit about its format and any general information that you'd like to tell us about it. And I'd like to know if you run Pacifica programming on the radio station, and if so, which?
Okay, our station is a very eclectic mix of music and public affairs, from bluegrass and soul to Cajun and metal. We have public affairs programs, talk shows, from environment sustainability to different media shows. We do a local news show. We carry Democracy Now. We carry Democracy Now every day. We play the archives, Pacific Archives show, occasionally, I would say maybe twice a month. And we use AudioPort quite frequently, playing other community radio stations' material as they put it up on AudioPort. We also put up AudioPort. I think AudioPort is a very essential tool for the affiliates, and I would like to see the expansion of the use of AudioPort with the affiliates. So,
Okay. Next question.
This is Nia, Madam Chair.
Yes, Nia.
Hi, David. This is Nia Bedi-Alco from WBAI in New York. What community or communities are served by your signal area?
We serve, we are very lucky as an LPFM, and we have a very structured station, like a regular full power station, because our signal is in the city of Sarasota, centrally located in the city. We're not on the fringes like a lot of other LPFMs. So we serve the entire city and a good portion of the county. So we serve in Florida, in this area. Our county has one of the highest percentages of senior citizens in the country. We have a senior moments show, and we have mostly a white community. We have a minority community, African-American community, that we have tried to reach out to and trying to get programming on that. We've done a youth camp this summer where we brought in middle school kids, and we'll be expanding that youth camp this summer and doing more students. We have an indigenous show, a Native American show run by an indigenous individual in the community. We have a women's news show. And, you know, I mean, we have a very well-funded LPFM station, which is not, I think, usual. I mean, well-funded that our budget is around $80,000 a year. We've been on the air 3 years. We do a fun drive twice a year, once in the fall and whatever.
Sorry, Jake.
George, Nick.
And Wendy.
And Jack.
Hey, George, you're next.
David, what was the outcome of your efforts to get new people into FCC licenses?
Well, I covered South Georgia, actually North Georgia, South Georgia, and the state of Florida. The outcome is that I work with five applicants. All of them applied at different levels. Some have now dropped out. I believe there are two or maybe three that are still in the mix. One of them is a very big station, could be a very big station in North Florida, which I think is very important. We're looking at a 20,000-watt full-power station up in the area where there's a lot of environmental damage and a lot of military bases in North Florida, a very conservative part of the state. The second one is in Albany, Georgia, which is organized by the African-American community. I believe that one is still on the table. So the outcome, I think I got a total of maybe four to five applicants in. Some of the applicants didn't have very good contours to their signal, and there were some definite technical issues, and I think a couple of them have been knocked out since then. So,
thank you.
David, did you answer which program you take? I was not.
Which programs I take from Pacifica? Yeah, we take Democracy Now, and we do the radio archives.
Sorry, okay.
From the vault, right?
Okay.
From the vault, that's it, yeah.
Thank you. Wendy?
Well, George, I was going to ask more about the Radio for People campaign, and I'm not really sure at this point that this year's PNB has, that everybody has the same understanding on what that was, but I guess you answered my question on that, David, and thank you for being here, and thank you for applying for this. I guess that since that already came out, I mean, just people just understand this is like a one-time opportunity, and the affiliates, Ursula and Greg Guma and lots of other organizations were all in concert working to try and help people get radio stations. So I appreciate hearing about that. David, do you have could you tell us a little more about your understanding of Pacifica Radio? I think the questions about what do you carry on your own station are only relevant because you because you're the program director, where this really isn't a trial on what you do at your own station. What I guess I'm my question is about what can you bring to the, what's your understanding of Pacifica? I mean, you got a little bit of it just now when you were coming on the call and heard us arguing about whether we would talk to you or not. Do you have an understanding of what this job is, being on the Pacifica National Board, and I guess what do you maybe that's not the right way to ask it. What do you know of Pacifica and its potential, and how can you help us?
How can I help you? Well, I think the affiliates are really critical. And I really have, I feel a desire to represent the affiliates to help them get the services, help them get, understand that this interconnecting web of Pacifica and how important it is, how people need to feed into it. I mean, we've also carried your special programs as well, whether it be the election coverage, you know, Pacifica is bigger than even Pacifica. It's what your web creates all of us a way to feed in and feed with each other. That's just critical for us so that we understand, you know, what's going on nationally, but also just the movement in general. I mean, I call it a progressive movement in general. And this is, you know, I don't know, this is, to me, it's the most important thing is you're educating people, whether it be listeners, whether it be programmers, on really what's going on there, what's going on in the streets. Free Speech Radio News, I mean, I didn't mention them, but I mean, they're a very critical part of, to me, affiliates, because we need that kind of resource. Most of the affiliates, you know, are more limited than the Pacifica stations. So, you know, we may don't have the strength maybe in programmers all the time, or maybe the finances, especially the LPFMs. And I think that they need to know the resources that Pacifica offers. I think there's a number of affiliates that, you need like a person that sells Pacifica to the affiliates. And that's what I see myself as if I was a board member.
Does your station carry FSRN?
Does our station carry FSRN?
Uh-huh.
We carry occasionally segments. Part of the problem is being a lot of times on the East Coast. FSRN is not ready for us in time when we want to carry it. This has been an issue that I've talked with FSRN on, and we try to work out different ways to carry, you know, different segments. You know, our news, because of when we carry Democracy Now, we'd like to carry FSRN in the morning. For us to carry FSRN in the morning, they're not ready till 4:30 in the afternoon. So, you know, we're trying to work on different ways to so that we can carry different stories, but not necessarily the whole newscast.
Thank you very much.
Well,
we think
it's critical. We think FSRN is critical to support because of its international perspective with reporters and all that kind of stuff. So.
Joe?
Madam Chair, while you wait for Joe, time is up. Are we going to extend until Joe? How many people on the staff?
Just Joe.
This is Joe. Pass.
Okay. Anybody else with a question for David?
Yeah, I'd like to ask him a question. This is Rob.
Wait just a minute, Rob. We need to extend it?
Yes.
Can we extend this entire thing for, what, 3 minutes, 4 minutes?
5. You might as well make it 5.
5, okay. Is there a motion to extend for 5?
Wendy, yes.
Seconded?
Second.
Opposition? Okay, Rob.
Is that my turn?
Yes.
Yeah, David, thank you very much. I'd like to know what your station would like to hear programmatically from Pacifica that you don't hear now.
Oh, boy. I think we'd like to hear stability. I think that there's been a lot of turmoil. I think people would like to know that we're moving ahead and and things are stable, I mean financially stable. I know the tough decisions that are being made. I think there's some questions in affiliates whether Pacifica, in what form it will be or survive. And I think that we'd like to know that that's been resolved. And, I think that's the question, is to answer. Everybody has the question, you know. Get that question answered, and let's move on. In whatever shape, whatever form, I think the stability is the question once you get past this point. It's a rough time for a lot of stations right now, and I think it would be good that they knew that Pacifica was on a stable, even if it's stable in a reduced track, that because people look to Pacifica, you know. So that's what I would say.
How many minutes do we have, Madam Timekeeper?
Madam, you have one moment. Let me scroll up here. You have 3 minutes.
Okay. Anybody else? I'm going to ask a question. How did you hear about this process for affiliates?
Well, the first time I heard about it was at the GRC this summer in Portland. It was my third GRC. GRC is a great weekend of getting together, and there was a call for an affiliate representative if someone was interested in stepping forward, and there was a call for one, I believe, and so nobody really stepped forward. That was the first time I heard about it. Then I got emails after that. And I had thrown my hat in the ring, I think, maybe a couple of years ago. And I thought, well, I don't know. I've run boards. I've been a chairman of my board. I've been on numerous boards. So I know the struggles, and I know the politics that happens on boards. And I'm not looking forward to that. But I really believe that, you know, what we offer isn't offered anywhere else. And we've got to make this thing be saved in some fashion and come together and move ahead.
How large is your listening audience?
Our listening audience is 100,000 people. That's the community that we serve.
Mm-hmm. And are you a membership station?
Am I what?
Is it a subscriber station?
We have memberships. Yeah, we have about, I think we have around 600 memberships. We have over 100 programmers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many paid staff do you have there?
We have one paid staff right now. We had two. I just got laid off last week. So I understand the budget cut. I mean, I proposed my own layoff. We didn't make our fund drive goal. So I know that tough decisions have to be made. So I'm out of work currently. I'll be taking another job.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Any other questions? Because I think we're probably at time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. And you don't have to stay on the call. You might want to continue to listen. We will be back in touch with you. As you can tell, we have further discussions about the process. But thank you so much for participating, for hanging in there. Sorry about last week when you just had to hang around. And
no problem.
Okay, thanks so much.
I'll be back.
Okay. So maybe next we'll go to Asiya.
Okay.
And Madam Timekeeper, begin the process again, please. Thank you.
Yes. 10:02. Okay.
Okay. I'm Asiya Wangaza, the founder and general manager of WMXT LT 95.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. We have just completed our first year. We were founded with Pacifica in mind, recognizing and affirming the history of community radio. Specifically, and the power of radio, the transformative power of radio, even more. We
a mixture of music and public affairs, and speeches. Our primary focus is the Black community, although we invite and have participation from the Latino and South Asian communities.